Well, let me throw a couple of thoughts at you real quick.
Sock it to me, baby. Sock it to me.
It's this. And there are still four teams that are waiting to play their third game of the season. So things will change slightly on this. The Browns, statistically, through three games, are second to last in the NFL in total yardage. They are 30th in passing yards per game. Okay?
Okay.
They're 30th in passing yards per game. Yet, they have the third most pass attempts in the NFL. They have the third worst completion percentage in the NFL. They have the worst yards per attempt, passing attempt, in the NFL. Dead last. They have the third worst yards per game passing in the NFL. They've been sacked more times than any team in the NFL. And as a team, they have the fourth worst passer rating. So, third worst completion percentage, worst yards per attempt, third worst yards per game, most sacks, and fourth worst passer rating, yet they've attempted the third most pass attempts in the NFL.
You know what this all spells?
Andy, oh, go Andy, ahead. Yep. Can you see it? I see it. What the heck is that all about? We don't do this very well, so by God, let's do it more than anybody. And sorry, game script doesn't work. They had 7 yards rushing in the first half yesterday.
Then
they came back and ran the ball much better in the second half and almost had a chance to win the game. You got back into the game by running the ball.
Jeff, their first scoring drive script was absolutely perfect. One for one, touchdown. I don't know what more could you ask for. It was outstanding. You know, who needs 16 plays?
You don't do it well. So let's do it more than almost anybody else in the league.
Are we waiting for week 5 then? Is that what you're saying? Are you waiting for Nick Chubb in
week 5? No, I don't think you have to. I've been a big defender of Kevin Stefanski. The man's a 2-time coach of the year. I think he's done a very good job here. I thought they called a terrible game yesterday. The passing game's not working and you're passing. What are you doing? That's not Deshaun Watson threw it 37 times yesterday. They ran the ball with their running backs 12 times yesterday. The Giants ran it 32 times. Now, okay, yep, they did have a 21-7 lead. But they also threw it 34 times. And Daniel Jones was pretty good, wasn't he?
Yep.
And it's funny because I wrote this down, and then Menigan said it this morning when we were chatting on the phone. They don't have an identity. Or they don't want to embrace the identity that they clearly have, which is a running team, even without Nick Chubb. I mean, Deontay Foreman can run the ball. Jerome Ford can run the ball.
Are you trying to say you're a running team with Deshaun Watson? Is Deshaun Watson considered a runner
And
there?
That, Andy, is why are you trying to make this work and make the team a passing team because you're spending so much money on the quarterback because you changed offensive coordinators? What are you trying to do? Square peg, meet round hole.
You have two missing elements, though. And I don't know if this plays into your identity theory or not. You don't have David Njoku. You don't have Nick Chubb. How much does that change things? You don't have a left tackle. You don't really have a right tackle. Your interior offensive line suddenly looks old, and I didn't want to admit that until today. I just suddenly looks like maybe... I don't know how many snaps are left. You know what I'm saying? Like, these guys, that line looked just bad yesterday. And I know, guys are out of position.
They did not play well.
No, DeJuan Jones, I'm still... He's got to be dizzy from having to turn around as many times as he did yesterday. And just straight out missing blocks. You got one guy in front of you, you got two. Okay, should I take one of these guys? Well, what am I doing? There were too many plays where the offensive line looked like, what am I doing?
Hard pill to swallow. I don't get it.
I think people want to vent on a Browns Therapy Monday.
I think they do too. I just laid some things out for you there. They're clearly one of the worst passing teams in the NFL. but they've thrown more passes than all but two teams in the NFL. Let that sink in. Mike's in Hudson. Mike.
Hey, Mike.
How are you guys doing this morning?
Somber.
Called you yesterday after the game.
Yes, you did.
One of the questions you answered for me today, 8 sacks, 6 in the first half. Pass blocking was better when we ran in the second half, which you just brought up. But the play calling, Stefanski has not had 3 games in a row of good play calling. And the stats you just gave, Jeff,
they're scary, aren't they, Mike? They're scary.
No, it's past scary. The fans are so disappointed. But now we're going to 2 must-win games. We have to win in Vegas. We have to win in Washington. We can't be going 2-4 to start the season.
No.
Especially with all the division games coming up right at home. Hate to say it, being a season ticket holder for 40-some years, wow, it's going to be ugly in October if we don't win the next 2 games. So,
Mike, thank you very much.
I'll listen to you guys.
All right, Mike, thank you. Can I give you the realistic thing that doesn't play real well today?
Sure, go ahead.
The offensive line is injured. It's beat up. They're trying to figure that out. The quarterback is back after missing a ton of the season last year, the latter part of the season. You have a new offensive coordinator. You have a new line coach, and they're 1-2 after only 3 games. That's the reality. Okay, that's reality. It's only 3 games, and they are 1-2. It's not like they're 0-3. They're 1-2. And they've had some real issues. That's not an excuse. I don't want to hear that's an excuse. That's an absolute fact. But it doesn't play well today, Andy. That doesn't play well today. And I think part of the reason it doesn't play well is because some of those numbers I went over earlier. Joe's in Mayfield Heights. Hello, Joe.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, Joe.
Hey, just real quick. When you were doing your pre-talking and everything, you brought up a good point about our offensive line.
Our pre-talking. I like that, Joe.
Yeah, I don't know what else to call it. Your synopsis or,
our thing, whatever that was. Yeah.
Cold open. It's all good.
So, listen, everybody's screaming about fire the offensive line coach because he sucks. I think the real question, and Jeff, you brought it up before, with the injuries we have, how come nobody's asking about our strength and conditioning coach / program, because these guys are going down like flies, and you just don't see this. I know injuries in the trenches are pretty common in the NFL, but you don't see the severity and it happening so much with the other teams, with their starters and stuff. And a good example is Wills. He comes back yesterday and plays, and he's out again. Was he even ready to be, playing again? We just don't.
Did he come back too soon? Is that what you're saying?
Pardon me?
You're saying, did he come back too soon?
Well, I think when he comes back, he had to be cleared by the coaches and the medical staff and your trainers and whatnot.
Yeah.
And that all falls under the guidance of the strength conditioning coach, I would think.
There's some team doctor stuff going on there, too.
Somebody in the know could call in and figure it out.
Joe, there's another finger that can be pointed here.
And doesn't pain threshold fall upon the patient, right? Doctors they give you that smiley face chart and say, on a scale of 1 to 10, how do you feel? Point to the smiley face. I don't know that there's a medical procedure let you know how much pain you're in. Like, I'm really wondering how much pain Myles Garrett's in right now. The fact that he told us last week that he, had to have surgery on both feet when he's been playing in pain for all that. Now you're like, oh man,
and he's gonna deal with it all season. Maybe he isn't now, Andy. We'll see. Ryan is with us. Hello, Ryan.
Rhino.
Andy, Jeff, gentlemen, want to do my weekly appointment? Step into your office, take my.
We're here, pal.
Just hang on. I need you to hop on the scale. We can charge more, and we can charge the insurance company more for doing that, too. So.
Where are you, by the way?
Can we get some blood pressure on this kid, please?
I tell you, I'm in Amish town right now, man. I tell you, they must not have TVs. Well, they don't have TV here because they're all up giddy and smiling in the morning with their horses and buggies, me driving my truck around working. But I can assure you, me today and you guys and everyone listening out there are not on the same page as that. this Browns team yesterday, just a conundrum, man. And Tillman, man, going back to Vegas, your hometown next week, man, wearing the dunce cap, buddy. You are right, all you individuals, and you guys included, who said you're professionals. You catch that darn ball, man. I don't want to hear it's too low or too high or in the numbers or whatever it may be. This is a professional who's supposed to do it in crunch time. I don't care if there's butterflies in your stomach, fourth and five. This is a scenario where you get the job done. That's what they pay the big bucks for. With that being said, man, you alluded to, obviously, the offensive line. To be devil's advocate, you know, again, everyone's jumping on this, you know, blame the head, the offensive line coach. It's like, what? No, man, DeJuan Jones was just beat. He was beat like a drum, man. They just ran circles around him, like you alluded to, Andy. He was dizzy, and again, that's what he was. He's a big body, awesome, first guy off the bus. But, man, that big body's irrelevant if you can't stop that rush side defensive end or the weak side defensive end in front of you. And again, hats off to Lawrence, Dexter Lawrence. I don't know who that was. That was Warren Sapp impersonation yesterday, just destroying our middle of our offensive line. Things got to get right. The good news is, you said it, Jeff, this is week three. This is not week 16 or 17. These things can't get corrected. We have a whole season in front of us, man. Vegas is on the doorstep. Can't wait for that. Man, we just got to get this W next week and move forward. But, hey, guys, thanks for taking my weekly appointment. Have a great day.
You got it right. You'll be back in Vegas for the game?
I will be in Vegas. And I'm hopeful Michael Simon and a bunch of – and last thing on that one, man, football is supposed to be fun and entertainment, but a lot of individuals, even Raider fans, because I have a lot of family and friends still in Vegas, like, I'm not going to that game either. My team lost too. I'm like, well, pump the brakes. Week three.
There you go.
Right? Let's have some fun. This is not, you know, this is a sport. It's entertainment.
All right.
Anyway, guys, thanks, Michael.
You got it, buddy.